In July of 2018, San Antonio-based 24th Air Force, which directs the branch's cyber warfare, was placed under the Air Combat Command. With 1,300 aircraft, 19 bases, and 98,000 civilian workers, it's the largest command in the Air Force. TPR technology reporter Paul Flav connected with former 24th Air Force Commander, now Air Combat Command Deputy Director, Lieutenant General Chris Wegeman, at his office in Langley, Virginia, to find out how it was going. His first question, what's that sound?
That is the sound of freedom. That is F-22s and T-38s taking off.
That was my second guess, but I like your description and the sound of freedom. I think that tells us a lot about General Wegeman. From your perspective, how did you think people should interpret the transition of the 24th Air Force into Air Combat Command? Some people saw the fact that it would be more closely associated with traditional Air Force assets, as in fighter jets, as an indication that it was now in the big leagues. Is that how you see it, or is it something more nuanced than that?
I don't think it's the big leagues per se, in terms of just because ACC flies a lot of different fighter aircraft. So it's a huge portfolio in ACC, and that's the power, right? It's not the single mission, which is the air supremacy mission of the F-22s and the F-15s, etc. It's the alchemy of bringing cyberspace operations and integrating it horizontally across the total mission set that ACC has. When you do that, project power in from and through cyber across those missions. To me, that's the big leagues. The big leagues is getting towards truly integrated multi-domain warfare.
Going off that question, how has that transition gone?
So we're only about, like you said earlier, we're only about 6 months into it. And so it's an ongoing deliberate line of effort for us. So we're actually still doing what we call the deliberate mission analysis for what is the optimum way to integrate the cyberspace capabilities of 24th. It's an 18-month roadmap, and so we're 6 months into that.
Bringing it back to San Antonio, and I'm just wondering, you know, the 24th and 25th are both here in San Antonio. Is there a possibility that these two would find a home together and merge?
Absolutely. That's certainly a viable option that could come out of it, you know, but there are constructs where we've looked at where you place all those capabilities together. There's some pros and cons with that. There's others where you look at keeping them kind of as they are, but cross-flowing capabilities amongst them to optimize for information warfare. Well, you know, time will tell, but the goodness that came out of the passing of the mission from AFSpace to ACC is the San Antonio cyber and intelligence ecosystem is now aligned under one major command. So as we say in the military, we now have unity of command and unity of effort under a single four-star commander in General Holmes for both the missions that are in 25th Air Force and the missions that are in 24th Air Force.
Is it good for San Antonio as a whole, do you think?
Yeah, I think it is, because now, again, in terms of the cyber estate, or maybe it'll become the information warfare estate, you have a single voice with a much larger resource portfolio and a much louder voice in our corporate process, advocating for what that cyber estate needs to be in terms of facilities and infrastructure and manpower in the future.
So in October, the Government Accountability Office ran a test on Department of Defense weapon systems and their cybersecurity, and it didn't go well. The DoD routinely found mission-critical cyber vulnerabilities in systems that were under development. They went on to say that with relatively simple tools and techniques, testers were able to take control of systems, largely operate undetected. So what do you think of this report?
What I would say is the report meets my expectation. We have a lot of work to do across all the services, not just the Air Force, in creating a greater cybersecurity and cyber defensive posture for our critical mission systems. And I think anyone that has some exposure and experience to cybersecurity and the IT space will understand that, you know, the terrain that is vulnerable to some attack is, it approaches limitless. You don't necessarily need to patch everything. Even the way we just patch our basic email systems right now is very inefficient, right? We discover 5,000 vulnerabilities in the existing, say, Windows 10 infrastructure, and we want to patch all 5,000, when really there's probably 110 that really matter. So I'm optimistic that we're on the right path. You have to also understand that this is a shared vulnerability that is agnostic of whatever nation you sit in. We will use this to our advantage as much as we can then try and defend against the advantage that it presents to the adversary.
Lieutenant General Chris Wegman, thanks so much for talking with me today.
My pleasure. Thanks. And let me know if we can talk in the future as well.